The Gemara talks about a concept of Mizuyas Mitoichai.
Like if you have a shtar that has something wrong with the chasima, so it's no good. So the Rif on Daf Peivav quotes in the name of the Goen, name of High Goen, that if the husband gives his wife a get, it only has one signature on it, but he gives a get in the presence of Edi Mesira. So we paskin like Rav Lozer, even if it doesn't have any Edi Chasim at all, Edi Mesira karsi, it's good the way it is. So the Goen Shebarif says that's only good if there's no Edi Chasim at all. But if it has one aid who signed on the bottom, so one aid is pasul aidus, so that's mizuik mitoichos. Even though the husband gives a get to his wife in the presence of Edi Mesira, it's no good because of mizuik mitoichoi, and the vlad is a mamza. It's a psul derais and the vlad is a mamza. So he has two chidushim, one chidush on top of the other. Chidush number one, that aid echod signed on a shtar, is called mizuik mitoichoi. If you have Nochrim signed on a shtar, if you have Kreifim signed on a shtar, I understand there's something wrong. If you have an Eid Echod signed on a shtar, so it's insufficient. It's insufficient Eidus, but there's no Psul. Eid Echod is not possible for Dabsha B'yav. You have to have two Eidim, so one Eid is insufficient. So that's Chiddush number one, that the Goyen Shebarif is of the opinion that Eid Echod is considered Mizuif Mitoich. Then he has Chiddush number two, that he writes that Mizuif Mitoich is a Psul Deraisa. How can it be a psul deraisa? All the Rishonim asked. So the Rif writes he doesn't agree with this Goyen that he's quoting, but he feels compelled to quote his opinion because it's not proper. He's writing a sefer Psak Halacha. The Rif writes it's not proper only to force my opinion on everybody else. He has to be open-minded. He has to quote what the others say. But he says after quoting the Rabbi Goyen that he doesn't think that it's right. Okay. So the Rashba there quotes this kasha. How can the Goyen Shebarif say that Eid Echod, how can he say that Mizuif Mitoich is a psul deraisa? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Chosmei HaMakom. On Yudam and Beis, there's a Mishnah. Kol HaShtaros HaOlam Yarkoh Shal Nochrim Ksherim Afa Pishol Chosmei Mavni Kuchovim. If you have a Shtar Mamin that has the stamp of approval of a secular court, so we assume that secular court checked into it and they know that it's authentic and it's not Eid Sheker. Chutz Migitei Noshim Shukhuri Avodim. If you have a Get Isha, that's Chosmei Makum. So what does it help that that the Goyish government checked into it, but the Eid Chasim HaGoyim, so it's no good. Then the Gemara explains, and even if you'll give over the Get to the Isha in the presence of Eid Mesira, it'll still be no good. Even though we pass like Rav Lozer, Eid Mesira Karsi, because Mizuyif Mitoich. So then the Gemara says, but there is a Machloike Satanoim about this. Is there really a Machloike Satanoim regarding the Din of Mizuyif Mitoich? Whether Chosmei Makum, whether there's a Din of Mizuyif Mitoich? The Gemara says, no. They all agree there's a Psul de Rabbanon of Mizuyif Mitoich. What's the reason why Mizuyif Mitoich is a Psul de Rabbanon? Dil Moase Lemis Machalai Lemim Serena Bifnei Eidim Mesira Akum. He may use those Eidim Chasim to serve as Eidim Mesira. That'll be no good Ben Ator. Because the Nochem Apostle Eidus Minatora by a get. By Dini Mominus, it's a question whether a Nochri is Apostle Eidus in a case of Dini Mominus or not. If he's a crooked Nochri, so a crooked Jew is also Apostle Eidus. A Ganav is Apostle Eidus, whether he's a Jew or a non Jew. Let's say he's an Elcha Goy, he's an honest Goy. So the Hagos Oshri quotes in the first Perek in Gittin that Rashi and Gittin seems to hold that an Elcha Goy is Kosher Eidus and Dini Mominus. A Nochri is only Pasaleidus and Gitin Mikidushin because it's Eine Betoris Gitin Mikidushin. Eine Betoris Gitin Mikidushin. That's how the Gemara seems to say in the end of Bava Basra that a cotton is Pasaleidus and Dini Mamanus because a cotton is Eine Betoris Mekachom Emkar. Whoever is Eine Betoris, any given area is Pasaleidus in that area. So a cotton is Pasaleidus and Dini Mamanus because a cotton is Eine Betoris Mekachom Emkar. So that's why Rashi says over here that a Nochri is Pasaleidus and Git Mikidushim because Eine Betoris Git Mikidushim. And the other Rishonim say, no, a Nochri is Pasaleidus and Evakanaini is Pasaleidus because it's not Achicha B'mitzvahs. Kasha Zalam Lassus Liochiv. Liochiv, you're only Kashaleidus if it's Eidushat Yochal Azima. Yochal Azima is only if he's Achiv. That's how it says in the Parsha. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Peches that Evakanaini is Pasaleidus because he's not Achiv B'mitzvahs, he's not Chayv in all the mitzvahs, he's only Chayv in some of the mitzvahs, so Nochri for sure is not Achiv B'mitzvahs. not chayv in any of the additional mitzvahs over and above the sheva mitzvahs ben enough. It's missing all the taryag mitzvahs. So that's a machlokes, a strange machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. So if you'll give over the get in the presence of nochrim eidim misira, that's l'chol adei is no good. If you give over a get in the presence of eidim misira yisraelim who are kosher, but the get has chasmei makum, so the reason the Gemara seems to imply beferish. The top line on Yud Aleph and Aleph, the last line on Yud Aleph and Beis, and the top line Yud Aleph and Aleph. The reason why Mizuyif Nitoicha Chasmei Makom is possible on the Rabbanon, Exera Dil Masel Mismach Alayel Mimserina Bifnei Eidim Misira Akum. So what if the names of the Eidim, what if the names of the Nachm who signed Hashemus Mufakim, absolutely non-Jewish names. Absolutely non-Jewish name. So it's not shaykh to say the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply over here. What are you concerned? How can you give it over? Everybody knows that they're chosmei makom. If they have names, you can't tell whether they're Jewish names or non-Jewish names. The Jews use those names also. So then everybody agrees, all the Tanaim agree that there's a gzera the Rabbanon of Mizuyif Mitoicha, but the Shemus Mufakim, so then you have a Machlokes Hatanan. So don't you see that's what the Rashbo and Daf Peivah, the Esther Kash against the Gwen Sheberif, don't you see Mefurish from this whole Sugya, that the Psul of Mizuyif Mitoicha is only a Psul de Rabbanon? And the Gemara has the same thing repeated on Tesamah base. The Gemara starts off a Brisa towards the bottom of Tesamah and Aleph, last four lines, Tana Rabbanon, Bisholos Drach Meshavah Gitanosh Meshachri Avadim. So the Gemara asks, there are only three things that they have in common. There are more than three dinim that they share in common. So the Gemara says at one point, we're only listing off dinim derabbanan, we're not listing off dinim deraisa. The Shema is a din deraisa. It's not mentioned, we're only listing dinim derabbanan. One of the dinim derabbanan that they listed was Mizuyif Mitoichai. That's how the Gemara explains, Mizuyif Mitoichai. So you see, beferish from the Gemara, Mizuyif Mitoichai is only derabbanan. So how can the Gon Shebarif be of the opinion that Mizuyif Mitoichai is a psul deraisa? So the Rashbo answers the kasha. The Rashbo doesn't agree with the Gaon Shebarif, but he wants to defend his position. So he suggests maybe we should distinguish. If Chosmei HaMakum, that's not called Mizuyif Mitoicha Menatar. If you have an Eid Echad sign, that's called Mizuyif Mitoicha. Eid Echad is kosher in Dovish Abiyagra, but it's insufficient evidence. So if you have an Eid Echad sign to get, that's called Mizuyif Mitoicha Psul Deraisa. But if you have Nochrim sign, that's not Mitoicha. He uses an expression, it's like tiyuta di alma. Tiyuta means they're just spill ink. Tiyuta means when you fill out a check, so you want to, you don't want anybody to add on any additional amount of money, so you put a line over there. So that's called tiyuta. And you just draw lines. So if a nochri signs a get, a nochri doesn't have a shame made at all. So the Rashba says that's not mizuyif mitoicha. The chasim of the nochri is like tiyuta di alma. So there the Gaon Shebarif will have to admit it's too often a Gemaris on Tess on the base and on Yudam and base and Yud Alfam and Al. That's beferish that Mizuyif and Toch is only a Psul de Rabban. But when does the Gaon Shebarif hold that it's a Psul de Reis and when it's Eid Echad by Eid Echad Kosher, Eid Echad Yisrael signing again, that'll be a Psul de Reis. We don't hold like that, but it's that's his opinion. That Mizuyif and Toch is a Psul de Reis. We dealt with the kasha that Achreinim ask in Choshen Mishpot. The Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph quoted a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kaf Ches. Have a Shtar Matana that was signed by two Krovin, Trey Gisi, Davi Chasimi, Ayi Matante Davi Chasimi Alei Trey Gisi. Two brothers-in-law signed the Shtar Matana. So Krovim Apostolaitis, a person cannot testify for or against a relative, and two people who are relatives to each other cannot testify about any other case. So the Maaseh Shehoya was that there was a Shtar Matana that was signed by two Krovim. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that that Shtar Matana is possible to be makna with it even b'fnei eid in the Sira, even though we pask on halachic Rav Lozer afilu b'shar shtaris, but you cannot use eid in the Sira here because it's mizuyif mitoicha. So you see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf chav ches that mizuyif mitoicha is a psul that applies even in shtari mamon. And when you read the Gemara test on the base, at least at one point, could be Lamaskana, the Gemara backs out, at least at one point the Gemara is working on Pshat and Abraisa, four lines from the bottom of Tesam and Aleph. Why is it only Bisholos Drach, Meshova, Gitanosh, Meshachri Avon? Why is it only, let's talk three things, three dinim that they get, the Isha has in common with the Shtash Shechar Aviknani. There are more things that has that they have in common. So the Gemara says, We're only listing off things that they have in common, unique halachas that only apply to Getish and Shichur Evikneini, that's not shared in common with the Shar Shtaros. That's why the Brisa mentions the Zuyif Mitechai, because there is Mitechas and Milsa Disavish, Mizuyif Mitechas and Milsa Delesa Bishar Shtaros. We're not going to list off Ein Get Lachamis, Ein Shtar Lachamis. Ein Shtar Lachamis applies to all Shtaros. We're only listing off Dinim like Mizuyif Mitechai, like Lishma, that only apply to these two. So from the Gemara Testament base, at least at one point, one can argue the point to say when you get to the Maskana, the Gemara backed out. But at least at one point, the Gemara said explicitly that the Mizuyif Mitechai is a psul that only applies and get the Isha and Shichur Evikneini. So how do you deal with this Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chav Ches? The Gemara says Mizuyif Mitechai even applies to a Shtar Maton. So the Mefarshim and the Chosh Mishpat make this distinction between Chosmei HaMakum and Kroivim. Just like the Tumim, quoted by the Nesivis, said a difference, that Akum is one of the six people, Cherishay Tevikotah, Eved Isha Akum don't have a Shemaid at all, as opposed to Kroivim, they have a Shemaid, but they have a Din of Eid Pasul, with respect to the Din of Karav Pasul, that Nins Echad Menedim, Karav Pasul only applies if you had Kroivim or Rishoyim, or Psulim. But if you had one of the witnesses was an Achri, then the whole din of Karav Apostle doesn't apply. It doesn't have a shame made at all. So that's what the Mefarshim and Chosh Mishpat distinguished. That the Gemara and Testament Bay says that Mizuyif Mitochei doesn't apply to Shar Shtaris. That's referring to the Mizuyif Mitochei of Chosmei HaMakum. That's so far away from any issue. Chosmei HaMakum, like the Rashba said, it's Tiyuta B'Yalma, doesn't count at all. Doesn't have a Shemaid at all. It's not considered, the Chasima of the Nochri is not considered as his Nitfas, as part of the Shtar. It's like a design. Somebody made a design on the side. Flowers with pictures. It's Lamala V'Lamorit. But if the Gemara and Eden's talking about a case where Chosmei Yisrael, two Kroivim signed, two brothers-in-law signed, so that is Nitfas and the Shemaidus, and that's a Shemaidus puzzle. So that din of Mizuyif Mitochei even applies to Shar Shtar Imam. That's on the Mefarshim on the Chosh Mishpat distinguished. The Farem for this Stira in the Gemara. Many years ago, they wrote up in the Yiddish newspaper that there was a crackerjack musmach from the Jewish Theological Seminary who got special smicha for Sida Gittin. So they tested him, and he passed with flying colors. And they wrote it up in the Yiddish newspaper. So they wrote up at that time that they asked them, what's the din if after the couple is divorced, so the bezdin that's masada the get takes away the get, and then they give a ptur, they give a document of shtar ma'aseh bezdin to the woman that she should be able to prove that she was divorced. So what's the din if only one rabbi signs on the ptur? Is that valid or not? So his crackerjack answer was yes, because the Goyen Shebarif, the Rivko and Daf Pevav quotes in the name of Rav Haigoyen, that if you have one chasim, it's Mizuyif Mitochei, and the Yeshita of the Goyen Shebarif has not been accepted. So therefore, there's no problem. If you have one chasim on the Ptur, there's no problem. It has nothing to do. I remember Rav Soloveitchik was so upset at that time. We were not learning Gittin in Yeshiva at that time, but he had read it that day in the Yiddish newspaper. So that was how the Shia began that day. So he was making fun of this. He said, how ridiculous it is. The Goyen Shebarif is talking about a case that you have one chasima on a get, and then you give the get in the presence of two Eidim Asira. So the din is Eidim Asira Karasi. But if you have one chasima, it should be Mizuyif Mitochei. So the Goyen Shebarif thinks that this is Mizuyif Mitochei, and number two, that Mizuyif Mitochei in this case is a psul deraisa. And the other Rishonim think it's not even Mizuyif Mitochei. Mizuyif Mitochei perhaps is never a psul deraisa. They don't agree with the Goyen Shebarif. But he's talking about a ptur. So, what, the ptur is given in the presence of Eidim Asira? No, the ptur is a shtaraya. What kind of a shtaraya? Normally a shtaraya is authorized. How do you distinguish between a shtaraya and a pirim alom and piksovam? That's what Tosis asks on daf ayin aleph, amid aleph. The Gemara says there, there's a psul mipirim alom and piksovam. So there's a little Tosis refers you to what they wrote by Riches and Ksubas Daf Chav. The Ksubas prepared Sheni Harachti Bozer. Tosis there in Ksubas raises the question, how can you say Mipim Alom Piksovam? You have on the other hand Psukim that Ashtar does exist. Ashtar is always Mipiksovam. So Tosfos answers, and that's what the Baal HaMoor writes in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph as well, that when does it have the status of a shtar? If the Edim who authorized to write the shtar, Midas HaMeschayv, the one against whom it testifies, authorize them to write. If the Edim write a shtar on their own, that's no good ben HaTorah, that's Mipim Elohim Piksavam. But if the Edim are authorized by the Das HaMeschayv to write a shtar that would be detrimental to him, write a shtar that says that I owe him $1,000. Write a shtar that says that I gave him away my house. Write a shtar that says I sold him my house. So the shtar is against me. It's made against me. I'm the Das HaMeschayev. So then it has a din of a shtar. So a shtar has to always be written with Das HaMeschayev. Let's say the couple is divorced and the wife needs proof and the bezin takes back the get. So the wife has to have a raya that she is divorced. Can the husband authorize Edim to write a shtar that says that she has been divorced? So this is a machlekes harishenim. Tosis holds beferish that yes. Tosis holds that the husband can authorize the Edim to write a shtar that'll serve as a shtaraya, that the wife, that is no longer his wife, that he's no longer married to the woman, she's allowed to marry other people. And other Rishonim disagree and say that that's ridiculous. Where is he a Das HaMeschayev? Indeed, in Mamanis, he can speak about a Das HaMeschayev. There's a Hoidos Baldin. That's a Das HaMeschayev, is a Hoidos Baldin. Hoidos Baldin doesn't apply in the area of Issa Vehet. He's a Baldova, but he's not a Baldin. Where do you see that Tosis holds? Tosis later on talks about such a case. The husband gave his wife a get, and then she lost it. And then he gives it, she's already divorced. Then he writes another get, and he has the Edom sign the second get, that'll serve as a shtar right. Tosis talks to Tferish about that. The husband writes another shtar, after she's already divorced, to serve only as a shtar right. But even before you get to that, Tosis, we already know the Tosis. The Mishnah says later on, Lamedalad of Abesha, Yehu Edom Chos Memalaget, Mepnei Tikin Ho'ilom. So we saw the Gemara Lamed Vav and Med Aleph. The Gemara says, Mepnei Tikin Ho'ilom, isn't it a din d'oraisa? That you need Erech Hasim. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's according to Rav Meir, it's a din d'oraisa, that a get without Erech Hasim is not valid at all. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. This Tam Mishnah is the like Rav Meir. This Tam Mishnah on Lamed Dalet on Med Beis that says, Sheyu Erech Chosma al get Mepnei Tikin Ho'ilom is not like Rav Meir, it's like Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar holds, if you give the get in the presence of Edom Asira, it'll be good, and you don't need any Erech Hasim at all, but it's an Eitz HaTayva, or it's a Takana, however you read the Mishnah, it's a Takana that the Edom should sign on the get. The husband should authorize Edom to sign on the get, that the get should be able to serve as a Shtar Rayin. So what do you mean? The husband is authorizing the Edom to sign on the get. The signature so serves solely for the purpose of serving as a Shtar Rayin. As a Shtar Kinyan, Tosis insists, even according to Rab Lozer, if you are like Rab Lozer, that Edim Mesira Karsi, so Tosfos says you always got to need Edim Mesira. There's no way to get rid of the Edim Mesira. The get, according to Rab Lozer, there's only one kind of get, Edim Mesira Karsi. So what the Rif disagrees. The Rif and the Chachmis, the Rif and the Rambam, and many Chachmis were in 2 days, and the Mechaber and Ebenezer. So they're of the opinion that according to Rab Lozer, there are two routes that you can take. Either you have Edom Mesira without Erech Hasim, or you can have Erech Hasim without Edom Mesira. Either way is good. But Tosfos on Dalet and Aleph clearly disagrees. So according to the Shitas Bali HaTosfos, Erech Hasim never do the trick at all by a get. So the Erech Hasim that the husband authorizes to sign the get is solely for the purpose of serving as a shtarayin. Doesn't accomplish anything as far as Kenyan is concerned. So you see beferish that Tosfos says that it's possible to have for the husband to authorize the writing of a shtar raya to attest to the fact that the wife is divorced, the feirish and taisvus. So the shayvav nesivus, the nesivus has a lot of kashas against the ktzos hachoshim from the beginning of choshim mishpatuliyah. So the ktzos hachoshim wrote a sefer to defend himself. So the nesivus has 1,000 kashas. So the ktzos answered 50. Of the 1,000, so he says, and just like I have to root some on the 50, I have to root some on the remaining 950 as well. I don't have enough time to write such a long, such a big sefer. So the Meshevi of Nesivis, where he comes to defend himself in the Hilchos Eidos, so he quotes this Mordechai. Mordechai quotes Bali HaTosfos, who say that there is no such thing as a husband authorizing the writing of a shtar raya to attest to the fact that the wife is divorced. What do you mean the husband is not? Shtar Raya has to be authorized by the Das HaMeschayev. Das HaMeschayev means the Hoidos Baldin. How is he a Hoidos Baldin and gives me Kedushin? There is no Balvin, there is no Das Amistai. But Taisus holds that, yeah, this is a Machlaikis. Balia Taisus, Machlaikis. So can a husband authorize the Eidim to write a Shtar Raya to attest to the fact that his wife is divorced? That's a Machlaikis. We usually assume that no. Even though that's such a famous Taisus, and Dalad and Aleph, we usually assume that no, that he cannot. So how does the woman, how will the woman be able to prove that she was divorced? So if we assume that no, that the husband cannot authorize the writing of a Shtar Raya that the wife is divorced, so how does the Mishnah say, Shayu Edim Chos Malaget Vimtein Tikkun Olam? How does it help? So the Rif and the Ramban say, no, that's what we explained, that according to Rablazi, you have two routes. You can either have Edim Esira without Edim Chasima, or you can have Edim Chasima without Edim Esira. If you have Edim Chasima, then there's no need for Edim Esira. So the Edim Chasima will accomplish the whole trick. So the husband has the right to authorize Edim to sign a get to divorce his wife. He is a Das HaMeschayev. Whenever you write a shtar, you always, whenever you have a shtar, the shtar must be written Midas HaMeschayev. So when you have a shtar kinyan, you have to have Das HaMeschayev authorize the writing of the shtar. So how do you have a get? So obviously the husband can express Das HaMeschayev with respect to divorcing his wife. We just have a machlekes Tosfos in the Mordechai, big machlekes HaRishonim. Can the husband express a Das HaMeschayev after he already divorced his wife? He already gave her a get, and the moron lost the get. So she asked the husband, give me another get. So then he writes another get, and he has the Edim sign the second get. That's not for the sake of Gerishin. He already divorced her. That's for the sake of Raya. So that's a Machlokes Tosfos in the other Rishonim. Can the husband authorize the writing of a Shtar Raya? But to authorize the writing of the get, for sure he's a Das HaMeschayev for that. He has a status. Every shtar has to be written in Das HaMeschayev. So the husband obviously has a status of Das HaMeschayev with respect to divorcing his wife. So that's what the Rif and the Ramban say. From the fact that the Mishnah says, Yehu Edim Chosman Malaget, and the fact that the husband has the ability to authorize the Edim to sign a get, that it should be able to serve as a shtar raya, that itself is a proof that Rav Lozer is Maida. The Gemara and Mishnah goes like Rav Lozer. That's a proof that Rav Lozer is Maida. And whenever you have Edim Chosma, you're not going to need any Edim Esira. Because if you're still going to need Edim Esira, then Edim Chasima are only solely for the purpose of Raya. So the husband is not a Das HaMeschayev to authorize writing a Shtar Raya. So it must be no, the Edim Chasima are going to accomplish to make it as a Shtar Kinyan. When you have Edim Chasima, you don't need Edim Esira. That's the Rif's Raya from the Mishnah. That's the Ramban says there's a Raya from our Gemara also. The Gemara says Mizuif Mitoicha is possible. What do you mean Mizuif Mitoicha? Mizuif mitoicha, if you have chosmei hamakum, we understand. Mizuif mitoicha, if you have chasim zu akrovim, we understand. Mizuif mitoicha, that they sign shalol l'shmo. How is that mizuif mitoicha? So you tell the Edom they should sign l'shmo. It's impossible to sign l'shmo. L'shmo means that by my signing the get, this is going to lead to the gerishin. If you hold the way Taisus says, that Rab Lozer insists, you always must have Edom Esira, and Edom Chasim are absolutely irrelevant as far as the Gerishin is concerned, L'shitas Rav Lozer. Rameh holds Edom Chasim make it into a get. Rameh holds Edom Chasim have to sign the Shema. But according to Rav Lozer, the way Taisus understands on Dalet Amin Aleph, Edom Chasim serve only for the purpose of Shtar Raya. They're absolutely lo malo lo morid as far as the Shtar Kinyan is concerned. So how is it possible for the Edom to sign the Shema? They can make a declaration from today till next year of signing the Shema, but it's not Chal. How can it be? So it's always going to be Shalol L'Shmo. Every get is going to be Mizuif Mitocha. The Edom can never sign L'Shmo. That's the Chapela. So that's the Rif. And the Ramban brings this as a right to the Rif. Ramban says, from the fact that you talk about Mizuif Mitocha when the Edom sign Shalol L'Shmo, that's a Hechoche, that whenever the Edom sign, Rav Lozer will agree that you don't need Edom Esira. And that's why in such a situation, when you have Edom Chasima with no Edom Esira, the Edom have to sign the Shema Mi'ikar Adin. That's Benatar. So it is possible to sign the Shema.
Rashi says, Rashi
Amin Marandal
says, also,
Karv or Pasol, or Shalol Shema. So Rashi holds like the Rif. What do you mean Rashi holds like the
Rif, that one? He compares Shalol Shema to Karv or Pasol. So he thinks.
Yeah, he's putting together all the Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches says Mizuif Mitocha by Korev. The Gemara in Daf Tes and Yud says Mizuif Mitocha by Ches Mei Amakum. This Gemara says Mizuif Mitocha by Shalol L'Shmo. He just collected all the Gemaras.
Rashi says Shalol L'Shmo
No, the Gemara says in all three. It's called Mizuyat Mitoch. He just collected for your information. He collected all the Gemara's. Good. He did a good job. Those are the three cases where the Gemara talks about Mizuyat Mitoch. Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches is about Kroivim, and the Kamon Daf Tes and Daf Yud is about Chasmei Makom, and Dalaram and Aleph is about Shelo Lishmo. So the Ramban understands this Gemara. This Gemara is a proof to the Rift that whenever you have Erech Hasima, you don't need Eidah Mystery. Even Rav Loza will agree. So in such a case where you have Eidah Hasima and you're not going to have Eidah Mystery, then the Eidah Hasima have to sign Lishma, because they're making it into a Gerishin. So that's why it's possible to talk about Hasima Lishma as opposed to Hasima Solo Lishma. So again, so how does the woman ever prove that she's divorced? And the Mishnah says on Lamed Dalam Mebeis, Shayu Eidim Chasma Malaget. Exactly how does that work? So Shitas HaTosfos is that obviously the husband authorizes the Eidim to sign a Shtar Raya. They're signing purely B'Torah Shtar Raya. The husband is a Balabas to author. The husband is a Das HaMeschayev to authorize the writing of a Shtar that the woman is Nizgarsha. And many Rishonim disagree B'Tosfos. That's what the Meshev of Nisivis made the other Shita popular. The Shitas HaTosfos, if you learn the Mesich, the Just Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, you'll never bump into the other shita. So Tosfos says the husband can authorize the writing of a shtar, raya, to prove that his wife is divorced. That's how Tosfos read the Mishnah, Lam Dal and Amen Beis. But the Rif and the Ramban and the Chach Mesvarad, they get out of it. They have a different interpretation in that Mishnah. Okay, so if you hold like them, so there is no proof then. You're free to say that there is no such thing. The husband can never authorize the writing of a shtar raya that his wife is divorced from him because he's not a Das HaMeschai. He's not a baldin. Das HaMeschai means how he does baldin. Or does baldin only applies in Didi Mamanis, doesn't apply in Git Mekidush. So how can the wife prove that she is Nizgarsha L'choladeyas? So the answer is the Bezdin can authorize the writing of a shtar. The Bezdin can authorize. Why? What kind of a din is that? What's the Kerch Bezdin? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Daf Lamed that Bezdin can authorize, let's say, somebody borrowed money. A lawyer borrowed money from the Malva. And the Levit did not authorize the writing of a shtar. So the Eidim cannot write a shtar on their own because in Mipim, alone picks over, it only has a status of shtar if it's Midas HaMeschayiv. So the Gemara says over there in Daf Lamed, but Bezdin can authorize the Eidim to sign a shtar. What power, what authority does Bezdin have? So the Pashtus, you can say, because there is a din, there is a rule of Hefke Bezdin Hefker, Hefke Bezdin Hefker Alpi Pashtus means we have a din, Eid on the Mafke Dovashen Shaloi. I can only be mafka my property. I can't be mafka your property. So how did Bezdin have, the Gemara learns that in the Gittin later than the Lamed Vava. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that there is a principle of hefka Bezdin hefka. Here on Lamed Vava and Bey, six lines from the top. Minayin she hefka Bezdin haya hefka. Shenemar and a different Shenemar, two different Sukkim from Tanakh. A pasuk from Ezra and a pasuk from Yeshua that there is an institution of hefka Bezdin hefka. What kind of halacha is that? Hefke Bezdin? How can Bezdin mafke dovashenu shaloi? Einon mafke dovashenu shaloi. So the pashtus is that the answer is, even though einon mafke dovashenu shaloi, the Bezdin has the right to act as if they are the bailam. So just like I could be mafke my property, so Bezdin could be mafke my property. Well, so if you say like that, then we can understand. Just like I can authorize Eidim to write a shtar against me, I can grant a das hamischayv. I can make a das baldin. I authorize the Eidim to write a shtar that will be detrimental to me. The Bezdin has a right to act on my behalf. That's the koyach of Bezdin Hefke Bezdin Hefke. Bezdin has a right to act on my behalf to authorize the Eidim to write a shtar, even though I didn't grant any das hamischayv. Yeah, if that's the pshat, then lachari wouldn't work by Yisa v'heter. How does the Bezdin have the right to authorize the writing of a ptur, or the right? How did Bezdin have the right to authorize the writing of a get chalitza? The mocker of the ptur is the Gemara and Yivam, is by the get chalitza and daf lametes on the vase. After the Yovam and the Yivam have performed the chalitza, so the Bezdin who supervised the chalitza authorizes two witnesses to sign, or all the three members of the Bezdin sign, so either one way or the other. So they authorize the writing of a document that should serve as the shtarai, the ad ha'isha, that she had the chalitza. By us, the Bezdin authorizes witnesses to sign a shtaraya that the woman is Nizgarsha. What right did the Bezdin have to act on my behalf? I myself couldn't authorize. The Yavim himself can't authorize the writing of a shtar. He's not a Das HaMeschayev. There is no Hadas Baldin and Isa Behet. There's only Hadas Baldin and Edom Aminus. So how can you say Hefke Bezn Hefke? Bezn has the right to act on my behalf to grant Das for the writing of the Shtar. The husband himself has no right to grant Das. How can the Bezn substitute? So that's a big machlokes sachrayim. So that's what leads others to say, no, it's not that the Shtar Maaseh Bezn doesn't need Das on the side. It's not based on the principle of Hefke Bezn Hefke. That whatever I can accomplish with my Das, so the Bezn can substitute their Das instead of my Das. No, it's a separate halacha. Maybe the Chazon Ish says, maybe it's based on a pasuk. I think there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sefer. Maybe it's based on the pasuk. Gei l'mishpatim ha-shetosim lufneihem. And the Gemara says, why does it have shetosim lufneihem? Sima goes on a tangible object. It should really be gei l'mishpatim ha-shet talamdei. Why does it have shetosim lufneihem? So the Gemara comments in Sanhedrin around that. The Zion, elu klei adayonim. That when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling all the dinim to the Bnei Yisrael, so he says, in addition to all the halachas, you should know that Bezn has the koyach hakfiya. The Bezn has a right to take a nightstick and to beat people up. And the Bezn has a right to put people in jail if they think that it's going to help force them to observe all the dinim and pay the money that they owe and so on. So one of the klei adayanim, one of the weapons that you have to arm the Bezn with, is that they have to have the ability to write the psak din without authorization of the baldin. Let's say you have a din Torah. Reuben and Shimon had it in Torah, and one of them won, the other one lost. So Bezin says, okay, you win, and the other guy has to pay the money. They walk out, so the wise guy, the one who lost it in Torah, says, I won. Happens all the time. He says, I won it in Torah. He doesn't want to pay the money. He says, I won it in Torah. Bezin said, I don't have to pay. So they go to Bezin again. So Bezin says, no, you lost it in Torah. You do have to pay. They go out, he says the same thing. I won it in Torah. So how's he ever going to get paid the money? So the Chazon Ish writes in Chelek HaShemishpat, you have to give the Bezin the authority that they should be able to write a document on behalf of the person who won the Din Torah. Otherwise, they won't get to first base. How will they ever force him that he has to pay? If he doesn't have the money with him, if he has the cash in his pocket, so they'll say, hand over the money. We're going to give over the money right now to the person who won the Din Torah. But if he doesn't have the money, doesn't have a check. So they have to be able to authorize the writing of a document. So the Chazon Ish says, this is self-understood, that this is part of the Koyach Bezin. It's not based on the din of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Since the Bailim could have authorized, since the Das HaMaschayb, the Loive could have authorized the Edom to sign a Shtar Halvoah, so the Bezin has a right to authorize on his behalf, like Hefker Bezin Hefker, like Bezin has a right to be Mafker on my behalf, even though I didn't express Das Hafkar. So here also, the Bezin has a right to authorize the writing of a shtar, even though I didn't authorize it. If you say it's based on that side, so it wouldn't work in Issa v'Heter. The husband himself can't authorize the writing of a gift. So that's what leads other achrayim to say, no, it's a separate halacha based on Eilam Mishpatim HaShatasim Lefneim. Bezin has a right to write such a p'tur. So if you have such a p'tur, how many people have to sign it? If you have a p'tur, how many people have to sign? So either two witnesses, or if you want all the three members of the Bezin, but you don't really need all the three members of the Bezin, let's say you have a Prusbul. So the Prusbul says, we, the undersigned, constituted the Bezin, and Pliny came to us, and he gave us, it was Moislish Tarois of the Bezin, and therefore the laws of Shemitah don't apply, and he'll be able to collect all the Chavis even after Shemitah comes to a close. So do you require that all the three members of the Bezin should sign? The Gemara says, no, as long as two out of the three sign. Or you don't even need two out of the three members of the Bezin. You can have two strangers sign that they were authorized by the Bezin to write such a prusbul. Bezin authorizes the writing of a prusbul, and a prusbul is a shtar. It's a shtar ma'ase Bezin. A shtar ma'ase Bezin has to have two chasimis. It doesn't need three chasimis, the three members of the Bezin. Either two members of the Bezin or two strangers are also good. So what would the din be if the p'tur only has one chasim on the bottom? So it's not a Maisa Bezin. Maisa Bezin has to have two chasimis on the bottom. So what does it help that we don't paskin like the Goyen Shebarif, that Erechot, signed on a get, is not Mitzuyif Mitoichot. Erechot, signed on a get, is not Mitzuyif Mitoichot means, and therefore, if the husband gives a get in the presence of two Edom Misira, so Rav Loza, we're back into business because we paskin like Rav Loza, that Edom Misira karsi. The Goyen Shebarif thought, even if you give the get in the presence of two Edom Misira, but since there's only one Eid chasima on it, the way the chasima is like chasmei amakom or chasmei amkrovim. That's mizuyif mitoichot. So we don't accept that opinion. Erechot sign doesn't doesn't create a problem, doesn't pose a problem of mezuyif mitoichai. So if you give the get in the presence of two eidim mesira, it'll be good. But if you have a ptur that's only signed by the mesader I get, so that's no good. You have to have the bezin should authorize the writing of the ptur. And the ptur has to be signed by at least two people, two kosher eidim. So remember at that time, Rav Soloveitchik was very upset that this was considered the expert, the crackerjack in Hilchos Gittin, that he passed all the b'chinas and he knew the correct answer to the question. What exactly is the beer in the Shitas Arif Taket Taisus Andalat and Aleph? We used to learn in Gemara Rashi and Taisus Taisus Andalat and Aleph makes a lot of good sense. They say according to Rav Lozer, there's only one route that you can take by a get. It has to be Eidich, according to Rav Lozer, it has to be Eidich Mesira. And even if you have Eidich Hasima, it's not going to solve your problem. You must have Eidich Mesira. I Taisus says, how does the woman, how can the woman prove by holding on to the get? How can she prove that she was Nizgarsha? What's the Tikkun Olam? Later on, she'll want to use the get as a shtarai that she was Nizgarsha. So how does that prove that she was Nizgarsha? Maybe the husband gave the get without any Eidim Asirah, in which case it's no good. So Tosfos says, no, we have the right to assume Mistama HaKol Behech Shanas. Everybody knows the din is that you have to give the get in the presence of two kosher Eidim. We have the right to assume that whatever was necessary for the Hechshra get probably took place. The likelihood is that it probably happened. Whatever probably happened is considered as if we read in between the lines of the get, as if Gamze Kola Bahagodas Eidus. This too is included in the Eidus of the Shtar.
So the mechanism
that we use as a robe? Starts off as a robe. And then whatever is probably the case, we assume is considered a chelik of the Hagodas Eidus of the Shtar.
That's not. So the robe says
most people write a get will give it in the presence of two Eidim Mesira. That's what the Ramban asked. How can you say that the robe is like that if the Ramban, if the Rif and I don't agree with Tosis? So the din doesn't require that it should be given in the presence of two Eidim. So how can you tell me that there's a robe that everybody's going to know to do it properly if the Rif holds that the proper way to do it is that you don't need Eidim Mesira? So the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos. That's what leads the Ramban to say, from the fact that the Mishnah says, it sounds like if you have Eidich Hasima, you don't need any Eidim Mesira at all. But Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says, even if you have Eidich Hasima, they're only serving as a Shtar Raya. The husband authorizes the Eidim to sign to serve solely as a Shtar Raya. And the Shtar Kinyan aspect, Shabbo, is accomplished only through the Eidim Mesira. So how do you know from the Eidich Hasima that there were Eidim Mesira? The Eidich Hasima signed the get in Eretz Yisrael and the get was given in Los Angeles. So they're not here. The Eidich Hasima are not even here in Los Angeles. Or they died already before the get was given on. So how can you say that they're mates? And the answer is not that they're mates. Since the rov is that it probably happened. So we say that too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar.
Why do I need the Eidich Hasima? If rov is that people who write a get
so the woman will have a piece of paper that does not have any signatures and she has no Eidim or Kambal Peh, and she says this was a get that my husband gave me in the presence of Eidim Mesira and Nizgarashti. She has no evidence. Maybe she wrote the piece of paper, maybe she paid a sofer to write a get. And you have to have documentation, she has to have some evidence. The rov is, if you know, if there are Eidim who signed a shtar, then a shtar is made on things that are going to, that didn't even take place yet in the past, things that are going to happen in the future, which will be ma'akev in the hechsher ashtar, the meaningfulness of the shtar. Just like we say that the shtar includes, how God say this, not only shalova, but shaloi pora. Loi pora, that didn't happen yet at the time of the halvor. So we say, no, skolzman, the malva is holding on to the shtar. So we say, Shtocha Biodi, my boy, the fact that Malva is holding on, that's an indication that the Loiva didn't pay yet. I ain't Helchim and Mamma Nachar Haroi, how could it be made to Mamma based on Rav? So the answer is more than a Roi. Whatever is probably the case, we assume is considered as part of the Eidus of the Shtar. But it has to be an Eidus of the Shtar. You have to have Eidus Hasima, that there should be a Shtar. Otherwise, no evidence at all. Maybe Isha wrote her own get.
So Rav Gamliel was massaging this so that we would have a Roi?
No, he's musaf. You should have a raya. You should have a shtar raya. So once you have a shtar raya,
because of the rov, it only works because of the rov.
That's
but doesn't the rov only exist because of Rav Gamliel's hakana? If Rav Gamliel wasn't misagin, they have the vedei fasima, so no one would ever have a vedei fasima on the get. So then the rov wouldn't exist either.
Right.
So this rov only exists because Rav Gamliel was misagin that you should have vedei fasima, and therefore anyone that has a get that has vedei fasima on it is also going to misagin have vedei fasima.
No, the rov exists independently of Rav Gamliel, that whenever a man divorces his wife, so rov pamim he does it properly, namely that he'll give over the get to it. Well, what has properly? So Rav Lozen's opinion is the get has to be given over in the presence of him. But she has no evidence that the husband ever gave the get to her. So if she has a get with two chasimas, so she has evidence that the husband gave her the get, and we're not sure whether he gave the get properly or improperly, but he gave it in the presence of two Edom or not. So let me say, the rove is that he probably gave it in the presence of two Edom. And not only to Roy, we even read it in between the lines in the Shtar that it's even included in the Havodah Seder. But if she has no evidence that the husband ever divorced her, so then the rove doesn't kick in yet. If we know that he did divorce her, we don't know whether it was Behechsher or Bipsul, then say, Rove with the time, he'll do it Behechsher. Like you say, Rove Mitzumei Tushchita Mumchem Hen. If a person shechts a Behema, so the Rove is that he probably did a good job. So if a man divorces his wife, we assume that he probably did it the right way. When someone does a job, we assume he probably did the job properly. There are inefficient people in this world. They don't do the job properly. But we're assuming that most of the time, a person who does a job is responsible and he'll do the job properly. Is that so? That's what the Ramban time is. Where do you see such a right? Yeah. Ramban said, how can it be a right that right pamim the get will be given in the presence of any Mesirah? If I hold you don't need any Mesirah. The Rif holds you don't need any Mesirah. So how can you construct? The answer is no, but Taisa holds you do need any Mesirah. So according to Taisa's Shita, that is the din that Rav the Romans requires any Mesirah. So then Taisa says that is the right that we assume if a person gave a get, he probably gave the get in accordance with the halacha. Ramban disagrees, said that's not the halacha. So I can say that he certainly gave in the presence of Edom Mesir. If that's not the din, okay. If the din is not so, so then you don't assume that he.
Sounds like from the Ran, though. The Ran quotes from being on front, same thing about Tosos said.
The Ran's Chan the Rif.
He's Macha on. Like, did you say that? It's Kama Kobach Ranas and not. The rope doesn't exist because I think the halacha is not like that. It sounds like he doesn't understand how you can say it's Kama Kobach Ranas. Even if you say, like Tosos is saying.
Okay, he's not happy with Tosis, but that's what Tosis says. Okay.
So what does the Ram mean? Call it Ram. What does the Ram mean? Why doesn't the Ram think that it's not like after Nasa would work? That is real.
I don't know. By Yeshchita proper, there's a big question in Rishonim. That the Gemara says, if I come home, I had a chicken running around the house. I come home and I see that somebody shechted the chicken. I don't know if he did a good job or he did a bad job. I don't know if he did properly. I see he cut by the neck. He didn't cut off the feet. He cut the neck, but maybe he did the shechita with the psul of shehiyah, with the psul of drasa. There's some psulim that he didn't cut too high or too low. I look on the neck, so I see that he didn't do that. But I don't know about the other psulim of shechita. So the Gemara says we assume if you find a chicken that's geshecht, even though you didn't authorize anybody to shecht it, so we assume that rov b'tzum eitzel shechita mumch mehem. The rov is that it was done properly. So there in that Gemara, there's a big machlok of Rishonim. What does that mean? The some Rishonim interpret that it's a psychological umdine. That the person who does a job, a person doesn't accept upon himself, doesn't do a job unless he knows what he's doing. So we would assume the same over here. The person gave his wife a get, we assume he probably knew what he was doing. He probably read up on it online. And he found out that he got to give the get in the presence of Edom Asira, and shouldn't be Klikitach Magabi Karak, and so on and so forth. Shouldn't be Mechuber, and all the Psalm. And other Rishonim say no. That Rav Mitzvah Meitz L'Shchit Mumchem is not based on a psychological umdinim, that people wouldn't undertake to do something if they don't know what they're doing. That's not necessarily correct. It's rather based on a Cheskas Kashrus, that I wouldn't leave. It looks like it was a Jew who cut the neck of the animal. If it would have been a guy, why would he cut the neck? He would cut it differently. So the Jew who did it, in the days of the Gemara, most of the Jews were observant. So we assume a Jew has a cheskas kashrus, and he wouldn't leave nevela to be machshel somebody with an issa. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. What is the umdina that you're working on? Rav Mitzvah Meitzel Shechita Mumchem Hen. So according to those Rishonim, that the rov means a psychological umdana, that people don't undertake to do a job if they don't know what they're doing. So that would apply over here to the get as well. If the husband gave the get, so Tosfos says we assume that he knew what he was doing. Another Rishonim may disagree. They hold that it was never correct by the Shechita either. But Shechita is a different consideration. Because people have a chestas kashas, it wouldn't be machshel someone else to eat nevelos.
And what's the rounds pshat in the Rif Shechita?
So then we have two versions of what exactly was the Rif driving at. According to the Rif and the Chachmei Svara, that according to Rav Lozer, if you have Eidei Chasima, even though you don't have any Eidei Mesira at all, the get will be kosher. So what happened? But what's the pshat? But what happened to Rav Lozer's requirement for Eidei Mesira Karsi? So here there seem to be two versions exactly what's the Shita Sarif. So the Ran later on Daf Pevav says that the Oilam, Rav Lozer never agrees with Rav Meir. Not that he holds either Eidei Chasima Karsi or Eidei Mesira Karsi. There's only one route to take Eidei Mesira Karsi. But the Ran explains if you have Eidei Chasima, so then you assume Nistam HaKol Behech Shanasa. You assume Nistam HaKol Behech Shanasa, that the husband didn't, just like if you have a Shtar Halvor. So the Shtar Halvor includes the Hagoda Seidus, not only Shelova, but Sheloi Parah as well. So over here also, when the Baal authorizes the Eidim to sign a get. So what are they testifying to? What do they know right now? So the Pnei Yeshua has later. The only thing the Eidim know at the time that they sign the get is that there's Ratzon HaBaal HaGarish. They know that he's interested in giving a get. That's the first step. All they know is that he's interested. So they sign. So that you have bottled. That you have Ashtaraya. You have Ashtaraya that the Eidim signed. And the Torah authorizes the husband to... The Torah gives the husband authorization to authorize such Ashtar that he's interested in divorcing his wife. Then when the wife is holding on to the get, so the get is made that it was given properly. It wasn't given tli gitach magavi karka. He did a proper mice in the scene. So you don't have to say, the Ran says, you don't have to say like Tosfos says, that the Eidim, the Shtar, includes a Haggadah Seidus, that the husband gave the get in the presence of two Eidim Mesira. No. The fact that the Shtar includes a Haggadah Seidus, that the Nesina was done properly, wasn't done with tli gitach magavi karka, it was done with a proper Nesina, so that itself is considered Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. That is Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira doesn't require Rav Lozer's Shita that you need Eidim Mesira to make it into that the get should be chal. Doesn't require necessarily two flesh and blood human beings, warm blooded human beings should be standing there at the time that the get is given and watching with their own eyes. No, what it means is if the Nesina Saget, if the Mesira Saget will be covered with a Arayas Eidim. So here it is covered with a Arayas Eidim. How can you have Mesiris HaGet covered with the Arayas Eidim if there's no one watching? If the husband gives the get, Beinola Beinola. The trick is with a Shtar. If somebody gives someone else a Shtar, so a Shtar can include also Haggadah Seidus and things that are going to happen in the future that didn't happen yet. Not that the Shtar is telling me not that the Shtar is going to predict things that happen in the future, but if someone is holding on to the Shtar, the Bala Shtar, the Das HaMeschayev is the one who authorizes the writing of Shtar. Baal HaShtar is the individual to whom the Shtar was intended to be given. So the husband is the Das HaMeschayev and he gives the get to the wife and she's the Baal HaShtar, Baal HaShtar. So if the Baal HaShtar is holding on to the get, and she says, and she claims, and she says, I don't know how I got it, I have amnesia. So the Shtar doesn't give any Haggadah Seidus at all. But if she's holding on to the get and she claims, my husband divorced me properly. And they ask her, was it done with Nesina? Was it Ligitach Magakar? She says, yeah, it was done properly. So we assume that too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the get. So even, and then we'll ask her, were there any Eidei Mesira? She says, absolutely no Eidei Mesira at the time. So Tosfos says, so it's no good. Rav Lozer Shitas, you need Eidei Mesira Karsi. And the Ran says, no, Eidei Mesira Karsi doesn't mean that you need two living flesh and blood human beings watching when the Mesiris Haget takes place. Eidei Mesira Karsi means that the Mesira Saget should be able to be covered with a Arayas Eidim. Here it is covered with a trick, with a stunt. There was a Shtar given. And once the Shtar is held by the Isha, she's the Balas HaShtar, and she claims that it was given to her, so you assume Mestama HaKol Behech Shanasa, and this too becomes a Chelek of the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So the Eidim who signed, the Eidei Chasima, serve now as the Eidei Mesira. They were not there at the time of the Mesiris Haget, but that's the halacha, that a shtar is made on things
that didn't happen yet at the time the Edom signed it, as long as the person is holding on to the shtar claims it, that's what happens. So the woman is the balas hashtar. She claims the husband gave it a get. She come, the husband gave it out of his own free will, and he did a prop in the scene, and so on. So even though there were no Edom at the time that it was given over, the Edom Hasima cover it. The Mesiris HaGet is covered with a Raya Shtar.
So this whole pshat needs the Kiyam HaDavar is not like a plan.
Okay.
That the whole Edom Kiyam HaDavar is only necessary to make sure everything was done Kala, not to make it a Das Alimtu.
Right. Edom Kiyam HaDavar means a Git Migidushin Kem Pichal, unless it is done in a fashion that is covered with a Raya Seidim. How can it be covered with a Raya Seidim? One of two ways. Either actually Edom are standing there and watching, or a shtar was written in advance and is going to be given to the Isha, and the Isha is going to claim that the shtar was given to her. So then the shtar includes the Haggadah Seidis that it was given to her, that she didn't steal it, that she didn't yank it out of the husband's pocket, that he gave it to her properly.
So it's all not like a plan?
Look, it's not like Rav Chaim's Shtar. Rav Chaim is saying pshat in the Rambam. Many of Yishanim don't agree with the Rambam. We're not even so convinced that the Rambam holds like that. Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam holds like that.
In fact, there's a riot can that does not also.
In fact, that what?
There are Edom that provide a riot that can't create does not. I mean, the Chaim only says that they have to see it. I mean,
maybe you can say it's even according to Rav Chaim. That could be. I don't know. Could be the Rav Chaim wouldn't disagree. I don't know. So this is the Ran's version of the Pshat and the Rif. That the reason why the Rif says that if you have Edom Chasima, even Rav Loza will agree that it's good, is because Edom Chasima serve as the Edom over the fact that the get was given. You don't require Edom Lekiyam HaDavar that the Edom Mesiris should be standing there mamish, as long as the Mesiris HaGet is covered with a Raya's Edom. And the Ramban does not seem to hold like that. Ramban understood that Rav Loza holds like Rav Meir, that there are two versions of a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan is either the way Rav Meir says, two totally different routes. According to the Ran, there's only one way. According to Rav Loza, according to the Ran's version of Rav Loza, there's only one route to have a Shtar Kinyan, Edom Mesirikas. But Edom Mesirikas just means you need Edom Lekiyam HaDavar. So the Edom Hasima will serve as the Edom Mesirikas. The Ramban doesn't hold like that. Ramban says that Rav Loza holds like Rav Meir, and he adds on that there's another route. There's one route to make a shtar kinyan by being matvis a raya, by giving a shtar raya to the other party. That causes the kinyan to take effect. And a totally different route is Edom Mesirikas. If you'll do Edom Chasima Karsi, then you'll have to have the Edom should sign the get lishma. That's how the Ramban proved the Gemara, from our Gemara, the fact that Gemara talks about the Mezuyah B'Toychoi. How can the Edom ever sign the Shema? They always sign Shalom the Shema. The Shema means that my signing, the Shema means that by writing this get, it's going to lead to the Gerish. So according to Rav Loza, the Ksiva has to be the Shema. According to Rav Meir, the Ksiva is irrelevant. Everything depends on the Chasima. According to Rav Loza, how can you require the Edom should sign the Shema? The Edom's signing is only L'Raya. It's irrelevant, L'Kinyan. So how can you say the Edom can never sign the Shema? So the Ramban says, arrive in this Gemara, that the Rif is right. How do you see the Rif is right? According to the way the Ran says, the Edom are signing just B'toris Shtarayim. They're not signing B'toris Shtarkinyim. They're signing B'toris Shtarayim. So the Ramban seems to hold that the Rif said within Rav Loza that there are two routes, there are two ways to make a Shtarkinyim. Either the way Rav Meir said, Erich Simukarsi, and in that case, the Edom have to sign the Shema, the get would not require the Shema, the Edom would sign the Shema. Or Edom is Sirikarasi, the get will be written the Shema, and you don't need any Chasimus at all. These are the two versions, two ways to read Pshat and the Rif. What did the Rif mean when he said that, according to Rav Loza, that Af Edom is Sirikarasi? And if you have Edom Chasima, it'll be good without any need for Edom is Sirik.
Why do you have to say the Chiddush that the Shtar is made on, instead it doesn't see just?
You had to say that anyway, that the shtar is made on things in the future, because that was Shulish Rabbi Kiveger. He was bothered with the question, How can the Malva be Motzi Mamin Mitachas Yad Aloyva? The Malva has a Shtar Havar that's signed by two witnesses, and he comes to the Loyva says Paraiti. So the Rov is that the Loyva is not telling the truth. Shtar Chaviyadim Agbor. So Rabbi Kivega was bothered with the question, in Halacha Mamamin Achar HaRoyv, how could he be Motzi Mamin from the Loyva only based on a simple Roiv? So some Achrenim said the answer to the Kash is it's not a simple Roiv, it's such a strong Rov, the Miut against it is only Miut of the Miut. Whenever you have such a strong roiv that the miut against it is only miut and the miut afilir a meir would not be chayish le miut, so such a strong roiv would be good to be moitzi mamon as well. Rabbi Kivega explains why in another tshuva, two different tshuvas. Rabbi Kivega explains why in one of the tshuvas in Madura Tinyana, he says that Tosis writes in Bava Kama, why is in halacha mamon achar haroiv? So Tosis writes on Daf Chav Zayin, I think, beginning of Haminia. Tosis writes, smoch miut ala hazorah. So smoch miut ala hazaka of Yisrael Eruva. That's why Rov is not good to be motzi mamon, because you have a miut and you have the fellows a muchzah. So smoch miut ala hazaka. So the one who says smoch miut ala hazaka is Rav Meir, because he holds that miut is command the Yisidana. But Rav Meir would never say it by miut ala miut. See, here in Dini Mamon is what we pass on like Rav Meir. We say smoch miut ala hazaka. It has to be a significant miut. It's going to be miut ala miut, that even Rav Meir would not be chayish ala miut. So then the Chachamim would never say Ein Hochma Momer Achar HaRoi. So some Achranim answer the question. They say that this Roiv, Shtoch HaBiyonah, my boy, is such a powerful Roiv, the Miut against it is only Miut the Miut, and you can't be Moitzi Momen based on such a powerful Roiv. Rabbi Kivega goes a different route. He has a different answer, and that's how Rabbi Baruch Be'er quotes Rabbi Chaim, and that's how the Nesivah says, based on the Pnei Yeshua, this is the answer that they like. No, whatever is probably the case is considered that whatever is a Roiv, and the one is holding on to the shtar, the Baal HaShtar claims that that's what happened. What the Rav indicates is the truth. So then we say, not only do you have a Rav, the Rav is considered as if it's incorporated, as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. So that's what we said. Just like a shtar halvoy includes a Haggadah Seidus of the Pora, so too a get includes a Haggadah Seidus that wasn't Plagita Magadi Karka, that there was an Asina Midas HaBaal, not that the wife grabbed the get from the husband. There was a Messina Midas HaBaal. Tosis requires Eide Mesira. So Tosis says, so the get is also includes also Haggadah Seidus, that it was given over in the presence of two Eidim. And the Ramban says that there is no such requirement. So he says that it doesn't include Haggadah Seidus on things that are irrelevant, that are not necessary for the Hechshav Ashtar, and that it doesn't include a Haggadah Seidus. Only includes Haggadah Seidus on things that are crucial for the Shtar to be meaningful. So Tosis holds that Eidim Mesir being present is crucial for the Shtar to be meaningful. So they say that the Shtar certainly includes Haggadah Seidus, that that's what happened. Ramban Lashitas holds that that's not relevant, not important, not necessary. So he holds that the get does not include Haggadah Seidus, that it was given in the presence of two Eidim Mesir. When you go to a wedding, so the Gemara says the, yeah.
If you hold that by a get, you need Eidim Mesir, then according to the Rif's way of understanding, you have either Eidim Hasim or Eidim Hasim, would the Eidim Hasim act as Eidim Hasim Hadavar, even though they're not actually watching the big place?
That's what the Ran says, yeah. Eidus Likiyam Adava does not necessarily require two living witnesses watching. As long as the Maisa Gerishin, in the end of the, after it'll take place, will be covered with Rayas Eidim. How can it be covered with Rayas Eidim if there was nobody watching? Someone knows Beruach HaKodesh? No. Someone, Eidim, wrote a shtar in advance. And the shtar is going to even be able to include a Haggadah Seidus on things that happened that didn't take place yet at the time that they signed it. But at the time that the Baal HaShtar is holding on to it, the Baal HaShtar claims that those things did take place. And if those things didn't take place, the shtar will not be meaningful. So that's all included in the Haggadah Seidus shtar. That's called Eidus
Likim.
That's the question. Does it jive with what Rav Chaim said? According to the way Rav Chaim interpreted it. I don't know. Could be it's not like Rav Chaim, could be it is with Rav Chaim. The fact that it's covered with a Rayas Eidim, maybe that's also elevates it to a level of a higher das. I don't know. It's a good question.
So the Ran and Tosfos are using the same svaras, just that Tosfos also needed a Messiah.
Right. According to Tosfos' opinion that you do need Eidim Messiah all the time, so the Shtar has to include a Haggadah Seidus. Mustama Hakol Be'ashanasa, the Ramban and the Ran hold that you don't need Eidim Messiah present
There's no need to have Eidim Mesira coming to Ablaza, so why should you say the Shtar includes the Haggadah Seders that the Eidim Mesira were present? It's not crucial to the Hechshav Shtar. The Gemara has a din that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife unless he gives her a ksuba. A din made the Rabbanim. Husband is not allowed to osalodim sheyodim remishta beli ksuba. And then the Gemara says that there's a requirement the way the simple reading, not the simple reading, the way the Rambam read the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Ksubis that if the kala was pierced a nida before the chuppah, so the Gemara has a shaila where the chuppah is kain and when it's chuppah shayna b'ri labiyah. So Tosis has a whole different shot in the Gemara. But the Rambam learns that that's the shaila. If it's a chuppah nida, whether it's kain, kiddush and atopsin, what is the nisuin chalanat? Why? So chuppah shayna b'ri labiyah. So the Rishonim quote, the Rishonim came up with this idea. Not only do you require chuppah haroi labiyah on the level of the raisa, that shouldn't be a chuppah nida, you require chuppah roi labia on the level of the rabbanon as well, that the chosun should give over the ksuba to the kala before they have the chuppah. Before the, so that's why the minig is that you give over the chosun, gives the chosun or the rabbi, somebody gives the ksuba to the kala before you say the birchas nisuin. Standing under the canopy, but the standing under the canopy didn't accomplish anything yet in the area of nisuin. So far they just did erisin. And then they read the ksuba. And after reading the ksuba, either the rabbi or the chassan gives the ksuba to the kala. And now the chuppah will take place. They're standing under the canopy from before, but it wasn't kind of anything. So now the chuppah will be kind of nisuin, and it'll be chuppah haroi labia even on the level of the rabbanon. If the girl didn't go to mikveh, so it's not a chuppah haroi labia on the level of the rishon, so it's not necessary. You won't accomplish anything by giving over the ksuba to the kala. You don't have to waste it. You may as well give it over, why not? But you don't accomplish anything by that. But if the kala did go to mikveh, as is the case, and most of the time kala went to the mikveh, so it's a chuppah haroi labia on the level of their Isis, and we want it to be even a chuppah haroi labia on the level of their rabbanon, so we give over the ksuba to the kala before we recite the birchas nisuin. So when you fill out the ksuba, so you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Chosan. Really, the Kabbalah's Kinyan should have been made by the Kala, because a Kabbalah's Kinyan is a Kinyan Suter, and there's a Machloikas Rabba Levi in Perek Hazov. When you do a Kinyan Suter, it says in the Sefer Rus, V'shalaf ish nala v'nasan l'v'yehu. So the question, V'shalaf ish nala v'nasan l'v'yehu, who gave the nal to me, nasan l'mi? The Koine gives the nal to the Makna, or the Makna gives the nal to the Koine. So it's a Machloikas. So we pass the Mikelov Shal Koine. So the Kalev shall kaina, the Kala is the one who's kaina. The Chosin is obligating himself to the Kala. So the Kala should really give the handkerchief. The Kala is sitting in the other room, the Chosin sitting up there, the Kala is over there. So the rabbi gives his handkerchief as representing the Kala. Or the Eidim give their handkerchief as representing the Kala. What kind of a din is that? Zach Le'olam Shalei B'fanav. The Kala stands to gain by it. She's going to get a big fat ksuba because of the fact that he gives the... because of the fact that they're giving a sudr to the chassan, that clinches the hischaivus. Why do you need a hischaivus? Isn't it a din that the chassan is mechuyev if the husband divorces his wife? Afilu atzia get veini maksuba gavin the chassan mishabadim. She collects the ksuba anyway. The answer is she only collects the ikek ksuba. The ikek ksuba is either ksuba deraisa, a ksuba is a tnai bez and a takana derabban. But the tosefes and the nedunya, there are three parts to every ksuba. So the ikek ksuba, that says in the Mishnah, even if he didn't agree, even if the chas never agreed to take ksuba, that's either a din deraisa or a takanas atanaim, a tanai bezna, a wisum, the ksuba is lav deraisa. So the rabban of the chas, when he divorces his wife or he dies, so she's entitled to collect the ikek ksuba. The ikek ksuba is peanuts. The ikek ksuba is just masayim zuz. Masayim zuz is a 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim is 10 times pidyon aben. Mamish nothing with nothing. How much is pidyon aben? $30. So 10 times pidyon aben, $300. It's very little. But we add on much, much more than that. We add on tosefes, we add on the dunya. So for the ikek ksuba, the chosin doesn't have to make any kabbalah's kinyan. That's a tanai bezin, whether he likes it or not. That's the halacha in the sama and his garsha. She collects the peanuts, she collects the $300. But she wants to collect much more than that. So in order to collect more, he has to be mischayiv himself. So for the tosefes and for the nedunya, you require a kabbalah's kinyan suda. So the shtar of the ksuba serves as what? As a shtar kinyan or as a shtar raya? How does it serve? So for the ikir ksuba is a tanai bezin. The Ikek Suva is a Tanait Bezdin. So you don't need a Shtar Kinyan to create the Shibur of the Ikek Suva. It's only a Shtar Raya that the Tanait Bezdin is here. Even without the Ksuba, she's going to collect it anyway. So that's only a Shtar Raya. What's the story with the Tosefes Ksuba in the Nedunya? So the way we have the practice that they make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Suda and they write with the Chosin, even though the Kala is not there, the Rabbi gives his handkerchief or the Yadim give a handkerchief. So they write the Kanina, Minei, we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan. So Kanami Yoda creates his Chayvus moment. So his Chayvus was already created with the Kinyan Suda. And the shtar of the ksuba is only a shtarai. If they wouldn't have given a suder, then you can create the hischaibis moment by the shtar. That's the machlokes we learned in ksuba's dafku beis and manal. Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. Konami yodu kinyan suder. Everyone agrees is valid. Is the valid form of creating a hischaibis yeshmayai. What about shtar? So that's Rav Yechon and says chayv ani lachmana b'shtar. The shtar can also create a hischaibis moment. But that's our practice is that we do make a kabbalah's kinyan suder. So the Kenyan Suda creates the Hischaibis moment, and the Shtar of the Ksuba is only a Shtar Rai. So in the Ksuba it says, that expression comes from the Gemara in Perek Hazov. That was the text of the Shtaras, they always wrote like that. We made a Kabbalah's Kenyan on behalf. It never said that the Kala made the Kenyan. Whenever you have a Malva and a Loiva, so the Eidim write, we made a Kabbalah's Kenyan with the Loiva to create a Shiba Nechasim. So the meaning was that the Malva doesn't give his handkerchief, the Eidim give the handkerchief. That's how Tosfos writes in Kiddushin. The meaning always was that someone else gives the handkerchief on behalf of the, based on Zachar Le'am Shleibifon. So that's what we do. So for many years the practice was that they used a text of a ksuba that was printed and just leaves out the names and the date and the place. That's based on the Mishnah later in Gittin. You can't have Tosfos Gittin. You can't have that for a get and just fill in the names and the date and the place, because the get has to be written l'shma. But a ksuba and a shtar mechiras chametz and a tenoim don't have to be written l'shma. So you can have a text of a ksuba written out and just missing the names and the date and the place. So you fill it in and that's no problem. So that was the common practice, that it had printed already the ksuba was printed before the chasen kala were even born. The ksuba's in the store and it says So now, in the last couple of years, there's a new hider that you leave out with kanina minei, it's not printed. And after they make the Kabbalah's Kinyan, then they write it in. Manishtana, why? Why should they only write it in afterwards? It's an issue of mechzik yishikra. How can you have written with kanina minei before you actually made a Kinyan? So the truth of the matter is, there's a way to solve the problem. Even if you're worried about the mechzik yishikra, there's another way to solve the problem. You don't have to leave out the word Kaninimine. You just leave out the names of the Chasen and the Kala, and then you make the Kabbalah's Kinyan before you start filling out the Ksuba. So the Ksuba doesn't say anything right now. It doesn't have the names of the people, it doesn't have the date, it just says Kaninimine, it doesn't say who Minei is. So if you would make the Kabbalah's Kinyan and then fill out the Ksuba, there wouldn't be any problem. But usually that's not what happens. Whoever it is who's in charge of filling out the Ksuba, so he fills in the names and the date and the place. And then it said, and then he just filled out a whole document that says a lie. It says the Kanina Mine and has the Chosin's name, the Kala's name. We made a Kabbalah's Kinyan and they didn't make a Kabbalah's Kinyan. So that's a question of Mechzik and Shikra. Sheker it isn't, it's not Sheker. You can write whatever you want. As long as you don't sign on the bottom. If you sign, you give it. That's Eidu Sheker. No one signed it yet. Until after the Eidim signed, there is no Eidu Sheker over here. But it's a question of Mechzik and Shikra. So what's the story talking with Mechzik and Shikra? Is there such a din? So the Gemara later in Gittin quotes this Machloikis Amaroi. The Gemara says, Ahu asharta de daina, a kiyam ashtar. What's a kiyam ashtar? The Malva comes with the shtar halva and says that the lobo owes him $1,000. The lobo says that it's mezuyev. So the Malva can't collect unless he makes a kiyam ashtar. So he calls up the Beznin and they make up, I'm going to bring witnesses from the bank. They know the signatures. They check all of the... all of the endorsements on all the checks, they'll be able to attest to the fact that this is his signature. So they make up that 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're all going to gather together, they're going to do Kiyam Ashtar. So the Bezdin is sitting there, and it's already 2:15, and the Eidim didn't show up. So the Bezdin writes, is it okay if the Bezdin writes, Reuben had Ashtar, Halvoya, and there was the question whether the Eidim were authentic, and the Eidim came, and they testified in our presence, and they'll write the whole Kiyam Ashtar, but it wasn't, they didn't testify yet. is there anything wrong if it's a mechzik is shikra? The kiyum, the asharta, the dina was written, wasn't signed yet, was written before the Edom testified that this is their, this is, these are their signatures. So the Gemara quotes that Rav Papi holds that that's not proper. You're not allowed to do that. Asharta de dina, the kiyum ashtar is written. The kami de the sadu sadi achasimus yedai before the Edom testify that this is their authentic handwriting. So that's not acceptable because mechzik is shikra. So then the Gemara says, Velesa, we don't paskin like that. How do you know? Because here, the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, the last two lines on Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, Oy Mahay Rav Meir, Afila Mitzo Ba'ashpa V'chassam Anasana Lo Kosher. The two couples live in the same city. The husband, the same names. The husband's name is Elio, and the wife's name is Sarah. So this couple wrote a get, they wanted to get divorced. Then he threw it in the garbage, he changed his mind. Then the other fellow was the garbage collector, so he picks it up and he says, what a nice idea. I'm going to use the get to divorce my wife. So the get was not written l'shmo at all, but according to Rav Meir, it's not a problem. As long as the chasim is al l'shmo, it doesn't pose a problem. But the get is the chamechzik yishikra, it was written for a different couple. And now Rav Meir says it's perfectly acceptable. And the Gemara says not only does Rav Nachman's statement correct on the level of the Raisa, the Gemara says on the top line of Dal Chitema, that's only Menatorma, the Rabban is not so. He didn't say that. He didn't say Menatorma is good. He said Allah Alamaisa is good. So the Gemara says later on Wataf, Chavavim and Beis, that you see from the memory of Rav Nachman that you're not concerned about Mechzik Yishikra, so therefore Rav Papi's din is incorrect. Rav Papi said, a papi quoting in the name of Rabba, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Chavav and Beis. Hi, Asharta the Dina, the Kiyum Ashtar. The Mechtava, the Kiyum was written before the Edom testified. Psula, because he concerned the Mamechzik Yishikra. The Gemara says, Valesa, you see the Rav Papi is wrong, because Rav Nachman said, Metzor Bashba is kosher. So you see from the Gemara, the Mechzik Yishikra is not a problem. So why did the printers of the Ksilbas all of a sudden introduce a new Chumra? So the answer is that Taisus there has two Girsis in the Gemara. Taisus there and the other related Taisus and the other Mesiftis and Tzubis. The Taisus has another Girsis, not Leisa l'derapapi, but rather Leisa l'kushya. The contradiction is not a contradiction. Rapapi is concerned about Mechzik Yishikra and Akim Ashtar, because Akim Ashtar is a Maisa Bezin. So Bezin shouldn't write a document before it's true. That's not proper. And Rav Nachman says within Rav Meir that if the get was written for one couple, the other couple in the same city, Matzor Bashba, can use the get. That's because a get is a private shtar. That's not a shtar ma'aseh bezin. That's a private shtar the husband gives to his wife. Or to call the megarish, but beidina megarish. The get is a private shtar. So by private shtaris, you're not concerned about mechzik yishikra. Only by shtar ma'aseh bezin. So that's one opinion in Tosfos, one girsa, that when the Gemara says v'leisa, it doesn't mean v'leisa l'derapapi, not the rapapi's din is incorrect. What it means is v'leisa l'kusha, that the kasha that we pose, that there seems to be a contradiction between rapapi and Rav Nachman, is not a kasha. The terrors being, we distinguish between a shtar ma'aseh bezin as opposed to a private shtar. No, so what does it have to do with the ksuba? If by a get you're not worried about mechzik yishikra, aksuba is more common than a get. Aksuba is more common than a get. So we're missing a step over here. So the missing step is the following. The Nachla Shiva is a standard sefer on ksuba. He has a text of the ksuba and he has a page and a half on every line in the ksuba. What does this line mean? What does that line mean? Which gemaras is it based on? And so on. He interprets every line. Then he has Tanoim. He gives you the text of the time and other stars. It's a sefer all about stars. It's one of the earlier achrenim, before the days of the Tzais, quotes from the sefer Nachla Shiva. So in the sefer Nachla Shiva, he points out that the minig used to be that when you write a shtar mechiras chametz, or you write a tenoyim, the date is on the last line. When the bezin writes a kiyum ashtar, bezin writes a shtar ma'aseh bezin, the date is on the top line. A minig, there's no such din, that's a minig. So in a ksuba and a get, the date is on the first line. How come the date is on the first line? These are private documents. So the Nachla Shiva says, I'll tell you what the answer is. Once the chachon, once the late Amorai made a takon, kol sheni yedeh b'tid git mekidushin, lo yehe lo esek imohem, So included in their takana was, that's how Rashi said, included in the takana was that the get should be supervised by the bezin, so we treat the get, and the ksuba should also be supervised by the bezin, so we treat the ksuba and the get as if they were a shtar maisa bezin. So that's why the minig became that we write this man on the first line. So if you put two and two together, you get 22. If you put together, the Nachal Shiva said, we treat Iksuba like a shtar maisa bezin because of the takon of the later Amaroim. The Gemara says, there's no issue of Mechzik Ishikra by a get. That's in the earlier generations. There's no Mechzik Ishikra by a get. Because a get is a private shtar. It's not a shtar maisa bezin. But in the later generations, after the takon was made, Mishene Debet Hidgit Mekedushin Lo Yehei Laisik in Moim, then the get has to be done under the supervision of a bezin. So then the get would also have the status of a shtar maisa bezin. And kol she'ene de'abikiv kiddushin, the kiddushin with the ksuba has to be done under the supervision of the bezin. So the ksuba and the get are now treated as the shtar maisa bezin. So after the later takana, so then we'll be concerned about mechzik ishikra, not only in the days of the early Amoraim, mechzik ishikra would only be like Rapapi says, and the shtar maisa bezin mamish, like a kiyum ashtar. Ashar to the diner. But in the days of the late Amaroi, after they insisted that you have to have a bezin supervise the ksuba and supervise the get, so there's an issue of mechzik ishikra and a ksuba as well. So that's why this chumer comes in. Yeah. Lamaisa, the Shach writes in Chosh Mishpat in the Simon Memvav about Kiyum Shtaris, he writes that the meeting in Vilna where he was that they were never concerned about Rapapi's din. This, the two shitas that Tosis quotes, Leisa le the Rapapi, or Leisa the Kusha, Rapapi is wrong, or the Kasha is wrong, but we're not rejecting Rapapi. So the Shach says the minig all over. He says the minig is that we do write the Kiyum Ashtar before the Edom testify. And that's the minig also. While the Sefer simultaneously, while the Sefer is writing the get, the rabbi is writing the Ptur for the woman. The Ptur is for sure Ashtar Maisa Bezin. So he writes, this is to ascertain that this woman was duly divorced by her husband, and everything was done properly under our supervision, and she's allowed to remarry. How can they write that? It didn't take place yet. The Sefer didn't finish writing the get yet. So the answer, that's, and the Ptur for sure is a Shtar Maisa Bezin. It's not like the Nachla Shiva gave a Shtikal Torah, that after the later Takonas Amaraim, so we even treat the Ksub in the get also as a Shtar Maisa Bezin. You don't need a Chiddush over here. The Ptur is a Shtar Maisa Bezin. And the common practice is that everybody, the people on the side of Git, they always do it like that. They fill out the Ptur while the Sefer is writing the get. So they don't have to waste time later on. So after the get is given, they 1, 2, 3. The three people sign the Ptur. And they give the woman the Ptur. They don't want to waste any time later on. So the minig always was, both by Kiyum Ashtar and by the Ptur, the minig always was, like the Shach says, that you're not concerned about Mechzik Yishikra. So this Chumrah, to leave out the Kanina, is an interesting Chumrah. But they never had the Chumrah. They never had the Chumrah by the Ptur. They never had the Chumrah by the Kiyum Ashtar. So why should they introduce all of a sudden a chumra agabi chumra by the ksuba if they never observed this chumra of Rapapi even by a real shtar maisa bezin?
When do you sign the ptur? Is that before or after?
No, the meaning is they fill out the ptur while the sefer is writing the get, and then after the get is finished and the husband gives it to the wife and she's divorced, then they sign the ptur after it's already true.
Maybe it's only about the signatures.
So by the ksuba, you should only be worried about the signatures. So this chumra, no, the chumra that they introduced in recent years is that they haven't leave out the kanina mina. You can't even fill out the shtar before you made the Kabbalah's kin. So that's in contradiction to the common practice by the ptur all the time for centuries. That was the minig. And the Shach says that was the minig all the time by a kiyum ashtar. So they always filled out the kiyum ashtar before the Edom test.
Ksuba? Ksuba is not, because nobody even thinks that ksuba needs a bezin.
No, so that's the Nachla Shiva. The Nachla Shiva says that we treat the ksuba and the get as a shtar maisa bezin after the takana of the Amoraim Achrainin, that Misheni Adebit Tevgit Mekedushin Lo Yehei Laisik Gemayim. So we require that the ksuba and the get should be written under the supervision of a bezin.
Git,
and
that, right? Ksuba was never had that.
That's what he says, and he says therefore, he doesn't say Mechzik Yishik, he says therefore the practice is that you put this man in the first line. He says on a private shtar, on a tenoim, on a shtar mechivas chametz, you put this man in the last line, and a shtar ma'aseh bezin, you put this man in the first line. So he says the fact that the ksuba and the get have this man in the first line, this is minhagim, it's not a din,
says the meaning that you write the Zman and the Ksub and the Get, and the first line is an indication that we treat it as if both of them, as if the Ksub and the Get were a Shtar Maisa Bezin. So the people took, some Rabbanim took that Nachla Shiva, and they put it together with the Dei and Tesis. The Mechzikin Shikra does apply to a Shtar Maisa Bezin, not the Girsa Velesa Lidera Pati, but rather Velesa Lekusha. The Kusha is Nishkin Kasha. Rashtar Maisa Bezin, we would be Ma'am. So that's why they came up with this Chum.
The Manu
Masayim
and Ksuba, that's considered
Chai Bezin,
no?
The Manu Masayim, that's a Tanai Bezin. So even if you wouldn't give a Ksuba, that the Chai Mi Tam Takanus Chacham, right?
No, so maybe
the
Ksuba,
could
be
considered Shtar Maisa Bezin. I mean, the Ksuba itself contains the Chai Bezin in it. So maybe that makes it good. Ksuba, the husband writes a private document that he's bound by the Takanus to give his wife the Ike Ksuba. That doesn't make the Ksuba into a Shtar Maisa Bezin. Shtar Maisa Bezin is a shtar, the literal definition of Shtar Maisa Bezin, a shtar which was authorized by Bezin, which was not authorized by the Das and the Stein. So strictly speaking, a get and a ksuba are not a Shtar Maisa Bezin. A kiyam ashtar is a Shtar Maisa Bezin, but not a ksuba, not a get. So the Nachal Shiva said, but once they made a takana that it has to be done under the supervision of a Bezin, then we treat it as if it were a Shtar Maisa Bezin, and that's why the meaning is he writes his man on the top line. That's as far as he goes. Nachal Shiva doesn't go so far to say that therefore we are machmer on mechzik shikra, because we're not even machmer mechzik shikra on a real maisa bezin and a kiyam ashta. So that's a new chumra. Exactly. Yeah. So what are you only worried about the kaninimi then? What about the rest of the ksuba? Everything is mechzik shikra. The whole chumra doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it is Maxi Laz on the Ksubas HaRishonim. So apparently, those who are Machmer feel that this attitude that the Gemara has, you shouldn't do anything to be Maxi Laz, only applies to Inyona Yuchsin. That's on a get. You're going to be Maxi Laz that the get was not kosher, so that's an Inyon of Yuchsin. But to be Maxi Laz on a Ksuba that it was no good, so the Ksuba was no good. So that's Dina Mominus. It's not Yuchsin.
Are those that are machalik outside of Yuchsin or inside of Yuchsin or everything?
Some machranim say even outside of Yuchsin. You should never introduce any nuchumras. So that has been outvoted in our generation. A lot of people are introducing a lot of chumras, and the motzi lies on their own parents. There was an attitude where Rav Chaim Soloveitchik got married, so he was not happy with the mikveh in Volozhin. He wanted to improve the mikveh. So his wife's grandfather was the netziv. So he wouldn't let him introduce any improvements. He said, there's nothing wrong with the mikveh, and if you're going to introduce new chumras, so you'll be motzi laz on all the children who are born as if they're all b'nei hanida. So that's takin inyan of yuchsin, because the ben hanida is considered a pegam. So he didn't allow him to introduce any chumras.
Didn't the netziv introduce the chumra of to be the yachid, the egin?
No, that was introduced by Rabbi Sabshal HaRitva. The Ritva writes that his Rabbeim introduced.
No one was mounted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
decided it was
mounted. No, they did be mounted in the days of the Ritva.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Shach quotes that Ritva. Says Yemi Yachedeidim, by a chasana. But by a chasana, that's not, there's no motzi laz al doros harishonim. The worst is, so the parents were not married. So it didn't happen. To say that a woman is an eshesish and should remarry, that's a lot of mamzeris. But to say that people were not properly married, nishgefal, so they weren't properly married. Yeah. Then we learned the Gemara and Dafheim and Deis. The Gemara said the din is that in the area of a din deraisa, ein eid nasadayin, and then when dealing with a din derabanan, then we are makel that eid nasadayin. What's the din derabanan? Kiyam ashtar. So by kiyam ashtar is, the Gemara says eid nasadayin. If the eid is going to testify in the presence of a two-member bezin, and he himself is also kosher to serve as a member of a bezin, but he's the eid, he's testifying on his signature. So eid nasadayin, he can give his hagadah to say this, then he turns around a minute later and he joins the other two rabbanim, and he serves as a member of the bezin to be mekabel his own eidus. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara. Eidin has a dayan, not only he was first an Eidin, afterwards he's a dayan being mekabel his own Haggadah Seiris. The Shita Mekubetzis and Ksildis has two opinions in the Mishnah about that. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that Eidin has a dayan, he's simultaneously a dayan. He's serving as a member of the Beis Din to be mekabel his own Haggadah Seiris. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. So b'dei Rabbanan we're mekel, and by dinim deraisa we're machmer that ein eid nasadai. What is the source of that halacha? What is it based on ein eid nasadai? So the Gemara on this side gives you the marmekaimus, the cross references. So one of the cross references is in Bava Kama, that tzadik and beis, but there's a long taisvus on tzadik and beis, but taisvus gives three different mekairis. So one marker that taisvus gives is that we know mitzad asvara that is no good. We have a din. Eidish iyat yochal hazima is no good. That's a Gemara in Perek Meruba. That itself is the question. Where is the source of that din in Chumash? Where is it saying in Chumash that Eidish iyat yochal hazima is no good? So that, the first Taisus in Makkos talks about that. What's the source in Chumash? So we assume, because it says in the Torah that when witnesses come and testify, you accept the Haggadah Seiris. And then it says, if you're mazim the Yedim, basitzim lo kashen zamam lasu yochal. So the whole thing is written all together. Haggadah Seiris with Hazama Seidim. So the Gemara assumes, like a Yidashin Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, so the Gemara seems to be assuming the only time you have a right to accept Eidus in the first place is if there exists a potential that you'll be able to be Mazim the Eidim. If you know in advance that you won't be able to be Mekabel Hazama against them, or you can be Mekabel Hazama, but you can't be Manish them, either they don't say Zmanim Okam, so you just, there's no way to be Mazim them at all. Or they do say Zmanim Okam, but because of the quirk of the situation, you can't punish them. So then, you have no right to accept the testimony in the first place. So Tosis has one suggestion, that every case of the Eid Nasa Dayan will always be a situation of Eid Shiyat Yochal Azima. Why is it Eid Shiyat Yochal Azima? If the fellow is going to give Haggadah Seiris, then he's going to turn around and he's going to be a member of the Beis Din, that's going to pass on this Din Torah. So that's going to be Eidah She'iyat HaYochol HaHazima. Why so? So the Tosfos has one shade of an explanation. A few Rishonim give this version, Eidah She'iyat HaYochol HaHazima, but they have different versions of what's wrong. So the Tosfos quotes the two versions. So the one version quoted by the Mordechai is that Einu Eidim Nasim Zanim Machigom Radin Al Pihem. Mishnah says in the first parak in Makkos that the Eidim are only punished with Kasher Zaman if there was a Gmar Din Al Pihem. So over here, if the Eidim are going to turn around and they're going to serve as members of the Bez, and then they're going to make the Gmar Din, so if you're going to be Mazim then, so it'll be Eid Zamil Lamachrehu Nifso, it'll turn out that they were Pasal Eidis from the time that they gave the Eid Sheker, time that they gave the false testimony. So at the time that they participated as members of the Beis Din to make the Gmar Din, they were already postulators. So whoever's postulators is postulator Dayanus. So if you're going to have an Eid Nasa Dayan, by definition it's going to be an Eid Shiyat Yochel Azima. Because it'll turn out, it'll be a Gloy Muslim Mafre. It was never Nigmar Din Apin by a Kosher Red Beis Din. Because the Eid Zaymim Lamach and Machloikis Abai Verove, we pass on like Abai, this is one of the six cases, the Ayin of Yalkagam, that Eid Zaymim Lamafrehu Nifso. So it'll turn out that every case of Eid Nasa Dayan, it's always La Nigmar Din Al Pihem. There'll never be a punishment. That's the way the Mordechai presents it. The Mordechai even pushes, so this explanation is only valid if you hold like Abaye, that Eid Zamim L'Mafreha Nifsal. It happens that that's how we paskin. What's Rabba going to say? Rabba holds Eid Zamim Mikana L'Habahu Nifsal, only from the time that Yemazim Heman. So he wasn't Pasolatus at the time, he wasn't Pasoladayanus at the time that he made the Gmar Din. So, you mean Rabbah doesn't believe in this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? It seems that the Tanaim are talking about this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Can't be that Rabbah doesn't. So the Mordechai tries to patch that up a little bit, that even according to Rabbah would also agree over here that Eid Zamin Mafreh and Nifsal, but again to that case itself. And again to other cases, Rabbah would hold Mikanal Abu and Nifsal. And again to that case itself, Rabbah would agree with Abaye that Eid Zamin Mafreh and Nifsal. That's not the way Tosfos presents it, though. Tosfos presents it a little differently. Tosfos says that the reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is because Eid Shiyat Yochel Azima, but not because it'll turn out always that it was Lo Nigmar Din Apim. At the time they gave the Haggadah Seiris, it was theoretically possible that it will be Nigmar Din Apim by a different Bezin. What's so bit? A different Bezin can make Nigmar Din.
just because they plan to serve as the dayanim on the case makes it that it's Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah. So Taisit presents it differently. Taisit says, La Yirtzeh LeKabel Hazama Al Atzma. If at the time of the Haggadah Eidus, these Eidim plan to serve as the dayanim on the case, they certainly will not want to be Mekabel Hazama against themselves. Taisit writes funny, what do you mean, La Yirtzeh LeKabel Hazama? They're not able to be Mekabel Hazama Al Atzma. They're crave him to themselves. They mekabel hazama al atzmam, and then they're going to paskan on themselves that they're chayv a knas, they're chayv to pek hashazamam, and they're chayv malkas, and they're chayv misa. So they can't be done on themselves. So that's also funny in Taisus. Why Taisus writes a lashon la'yir to lekabel hazama al atzmam? But then Taisus has an objection against this. If you say that any time that bezdin is unable or unwilling to be mekabel hazama against those edim, that's called Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah. Even though there exists a possibility, you can be mazim the Eidim in a different bezin. But Tosfos says, no, it's only called Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah if you're able to be mazim them in the same bezin where the original Eidus was Niskabel. It's not good enough if you'll be mazim them in a different bezin. You have to be able to be mazim them in the same bezin. So Tosfos says, how can that be? What's going to be the din if you have Eidim HaKrovim L'dayonim? So offhand, Tosfos says, there's nothing wrong. The Eidim can't be krovim to the Baladinim, and the Dayanim cannot be krovim to the Baladinim. The Tosfos doesn't think there's anything wrong with the Eidim are krovim to the Dayanim. What could possibly be the chisaron over there? So Tosfos asks, but if you're going to tell me that the only time it's called Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah is if the Bezin is able to be mazim, this Bezin that's mekabel the Eidim is able to be mazim the Eidim and punish them with kasha zaman. So if the Eidim are krovim to the Dayanim, so they cannot be mazim their kraven and make a gmardin on them that they deserve kasha zama. Then they'll be kraven to the baladinim. If you'll be mazim the eidim, then the eidim become the baladinim then. So Tay says, we never heard of such a din. That eidim are kraven with dayanim are not acceptable because eidim shat yochel azima. That's why Tay says, abandons this pshat. They say, obviously this pshat is not correct. There is no requirement that you should have Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah, Yochel Azima Bosa Bezin, Shekiblu Esa Eidim in the first place. The Achronim point out that the Rif in the third parak in Sanhedrin quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that Eidim Akroivim the Dayanim is taka no good. It's no good because of Hilchas Eidus. It says in Chumash that Kroivim are no good. So Kroivim means either the two witnesses are Kroivim to each other, or one of the witnesses, or both of the witnesses are Kroivim to the one of the Balei Dvarim, or if the witnesses are Kroivim to the Dayanim. So the Yerushalmi says that too is included in Kroivim, Sulam Leidus. The Eidim cannot be Kroivim neither to Baladinim, nor to each other, nor to the Dayanim. Tosfos never heard of that Yerushalmi. And Tosfos was surprised, if you're going to say the first suggestion, that the reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is because it's always going to be remain Eidus Shehem Tiyachav Al Dinah. Because Einim Yechadim Lekabel Hazama Al Atzmam, Allah Yurtzeh Lekabel Hazama Al Atzmam. Then it should follow this Mechudish Digedin that Tosfos assumes we never heard of, that Eidim HaKrovim L'Dayanim wouldn't be acceptable. So they back out from that pshat. So what is the Makor of the Din? So Tosfos gives a second suggestion. It's based on Gzeiros HaKosov. It says, V'yomdu Shneihu Anoshim Asher Lohem Hariv L'fnei Hashem. So the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Lamed, that's the first daf in Perek Shavuos Eidus, V'yomdu Shneihu Anoshim Asher Lohem Hariv, the Balei Dinim are only two people. There's Reuven and Shimon are fighting with each other. Reuven is Taveh from Shimon. Sometimes you have more than one Balei Din. Sometimes you have a whole shutfus. I told the story that there was a whole dintar between the balabatim and the chazan. So all the 100 balabatim from the shul came for the dintar against the one chazan. You can have more than one baldin. So why does it say b'yom d'shnei ha'nashem asher lahem harim? So the Gemara interprets over there in Shavuos Daf Lamed an additional level of interpretation. Pashup shat and pasuk means b'yom d'shnei ha'nashem asher lahem harim goes on to the end of nitva. The Gemara says an additional level of interpretation. B'yom d'shnei ha'nashem elu ha'edim. Why Eidim Ashnei Hanash? Because Al Pishnai made him. Yakum Dover. You always need a minimum of two Eidim. So you read the Pasuk. V'yom Zashnei Hanashim. The Eidim always have to give Haggadah Seidus Ba'amida. Asher Lahem Hariv. You read it as if it were written with a vav. V'yom Zashnei Hanashim. Ba'asher Lahem Hariv. The Baladinim also have to be Ba'amida. The Eidim and the Baladinim have to stand in the presence of Lefnei Hashem. What is Lefnei Hashem? Elo HaDayanim. And the Dayanim have to sit. And the Eidim and the Baladinim have to stand out of respect to the Bezin.
Bizman Hazeh, the meaning is that we are, the Bezdin is Moichal on the Kovet. Tosfos says like that. The meaning is that the Bezdin is Moichal on the Kovet, and they give permission to the Edim and to the Baladinim that they should sit. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's not proper the way the common practice is. You make up, you're going to have a Din Torah at 3 o'clock. So everybody comes to the room and everybody sits down and then they start the Din Torah. So they never even stood for a minute. So he says you have to, when the three Dayanim start the Din Torah, so the Dayanim have to say to the Baladinim, will you please stand up? And then after they stand up, so they say, we give you permission to sit down. They just have to stand up for a minute. If they don't even stand up for a minute, so what do you mean they're Moichal on the Kovet? They never even told them that there's a din. Unless when they come in, they tell them before they sit down, the din really requires, they have to tell them, the din really requires you have to stand, but we're giving you permission to sit. So they have to give them this permission before they sit down, not after they're already sitting down. Usually what happens is that they don't all come the same second. So one person comes in, another person comes 5 minutes later, another person comes out. So by the time everybody's there, everybody's sitting, and then they start the Din Torah. And they never even told them they're supposed to stand. The Bezdin never was Moichal on the Kovet. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. They have to have them stand for a moment, and then they give them permission to sit when Moichal on the Kovet. So the Tosfos says, from the Mashmos of the Pasuk, it sounds like that these roles should be filled by different people. You have to have different people serving as Edim and different people serving as Dayanim. In Eidei Nasadan, you can't have the same person serving in two different roles. So that's what we mentioned, that the Mashmos of our Gemara sounds a little like that. Because the Gemara alludes to the Machlokes, the Gemara in Hamad Beis is alluding to the Machlokes, Bishamah and Besilo, in Kiddushim Daf Mem Gimel, where the Shaliach Nasa Eid. The Shamah hold that ain't Shaliach Nasa Eid. That since the Shliach is going to give the get, or the Shliach is going to give the Kiddush, and he's going to do the Maise, so the Shliach is called the Bala Maise, and the Bala Maise is a Baldover. So a Baldover is Pasul Eidus. We don't paskin like Beishama, we paskin like Beishil, the Shliach Nasa Eid. So the Gemara, the way Rashi translates the words of the Gemara, says like this: should I say, just like Shliach Nasa Eid, so to aid Nasa Dayan? So I say no. Shaliach Nasa Eid, we have adopted the position of Beisilel against Beishamai, but ain't aid Nasa Dayan. So what did the Gemara mix in? Just like so too, just like Shaliach Nasa Eid, just like we adopt the Beisilel Shita Shaliach Nasa Eid, so to aid Nasa Dayan. What is the connection between one and the other? So the answer is Shaliach Nasa Eid, the machlek is Beishamai and Beisilel, is that Beishamai hold ain't Shaliach Nasa Eid. You can't have a person serving two different capacities. If he's the Shaliach, he's the Balamaisa. The Balamaisa is the Baldover. So the Baldover can't serve as an aid. Aidim have to be somebody outside of the, other than the Baldover. So the Gemara says, but we paskin like Beis Hillel, it's not a problem. You can have the same person serving two different capacities. He's the Balamaisa, and he also serves as an aid. So should I say, just like he can serve as the Balamaisa, as the Shliach, and serve in the capacity of an aid at the same time, so to aid Nasa Dayan? Or do you say, no, that's worse? So the simple reading of the Gemara, the simple flow of the Gemara, the fact that they're using as a mashal Shaliach Nasa Eid, it sounds like they're going along with that pshat and Tosfos and Bava Kamma, Daf Sadik and Beis, that the source for the psul of Eid Nasa Dayan, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, is that pasuk Biyom Neshnei Hanashim Lefnei Hashem. You can't have one person serving two different capacities in two different roles. You have different people to fill the different roles. And Tosfos comes up with the third marker for the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. It's based on a pasuk that says in Chumash, how does it go? In the beginning of Parashat, the Torah starts off with the din of Yifas Toyar, then the next parasha is about Ben Sor Amora, then it says, Kisiyena li yishtein noshim ho'achas ahuvah vo'achas nuah, the old olabonim ha'ahuvah v'has nuah v'hoi ha'ben ha'pchor las nuah. So it says, he's not allowed to cheat the Ben Asnua from the Pishnayim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Biyom Hanchilo Esbonov? Biyom Hanchilo Esbonov. It sounds as if the father gives over the Yerusha. The father drops dead and the Yerusha goes in the Mela. Fathers don't give over Yerusha. He doesn't give out checks while he's alive. He gives out checks while he's alive. That's not Yerusha. That's Matonis. Matonim Echaim is not Yerusha. So what does it mean, Biyom HaHachilo Ezbonov? So the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuflam and Amar Aleph, quotes the Tana, Rabbi Yechman Nuri says, HaTorah Nosna Rishus Lav L'Hancha L'Chol Misha Yirtze. The Torah gives the father the right to change the proportions of the Yerusha. let's say he has five sons, and no, the oldest child is a daughter. So the five sons, no one is a b'chor, because the first one was born was not one of the five. So each one is entitled to one-fifth of the Yerusha. So the father decides he's going to give different percentages. Instead of a fifth, he's going to give, let's say, he's going to give two-fifths to one, one-tenth to the other one, one-tenth to the other one, and two-fifths to the third one. He's going to change all the proportions. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, Vechma Broken says in the Mishnah, and Bava Basit, Kuflam and Amar Aleph, Atar Nostan Shus Lav Lahan Chalachom Mishir. The Torah gives him the right to do that. So why does it say Biyom Hanchila Zbana Bayom Vala Balaila? Sounds like Biyom Hanchila only Bayom Vala Balaila. What do you mean Balaila? The Gemara asks in Yesh Nechlin, a man dies at night, so his property becomes Hefker. It doesn't go Beirusha. Or the man made a Tzavoah, so if he made the Tzavoah at night, it's not valid. The Tzavoah, this Tzavoah to be Chalik Nechasav Al Piv, to change the percentages, change the proportions, only works if he dies in the daytime, dies at nighttime. No. Mar says no, that Bayom Vala Balaila refers to a different thing. If three people go to visit the person, and then he says, they go to visit, and then he says, I want you to be Edim on the Tzavoah. I don't want them to divide the Yerusha one-fifth, a fifth. One son is much wealthier than the other, and the other son was very helpful to me. He had me over in his house all the time. He took care of me in my old days. He wants to change the proportions. So these Edim can serve as Edim on the case. So the Gemara says, Rotsu Kaisvim, if they want, they can write a shtar, that this was the father's tzavoah. Rotsu Osim Din, if the three people who went to visit the Chayla want to, they can serve as a bezin. So the Gemara says, that halacha, Rotsu Kaisvim, Rotsu Osim Din, that's only if they came to visit the Chayla Bayom. So you can have a yeshiva's bezin Bayom. But if Shloshi Shinichnus or Levakras Achayla Balayla, they came to visit him at night time, so you can't say, Ratzu Kaisvim, Ratzu Osim Din. It's only Ratzu Kaisvim. They can write a shtar, but they cannot make a din because they cannot have yeshivas bezin balayla. So you can't have yeshivas bezin balayla. Let them join together tomorrow morning, and they'll make the din tomorrow morning. So the answer is no. Ain eid nasadayin. Since ra'u balayla, since they heard the tzavuah from the man who was on his deathbed at night, and at that time, if ra'uhu bayom shloshi shnichnasu. So bayom, you say loyte shmiya gedolei meiria. You don't say ein eid nasa dayan. Since they were eidim, they heard the tzava, so they cannot turn around and serve as dayan. No, I say they heard as a bezin. It was a riyas bezin. So rotzu osim din. But if Rahu balayla, if they heard the tzava was made in the middle of the night, and you cannot declare that there's a bezin, that there was a shmiyas bezin balayla. There's no yeshivas bezin balayla. So they heard the Torah say them, and then tomorrow morning they want to reconvene to function as Dayanim. So then the Gemara says, that's the psul, that's what the Pasuk teaches me. B'yom anchilas bana, b'yom b'lo b'layla, not that whoever dies at night, the Yerusha doesn't go to the children. Not that the Tzavah is not valid if he dies at night. No, Tzavah is valid, but you don't allow Ratzu Oysen Din, because Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, the Eidim her. So Taisa says, that's what it says in Bava Basra, Akuf Yudalad Amar Aleph. This pasuk is the mocker for the din. The other two were conjectures. This is made a suggestion. Maybe the source is Amdu Shnei Hadashem Hashem Lahem or Evel Lefnei Hashem. Maybe the source is Eidish Yati Achalazim. And then they say, but it's a Beferish Gemara. Gemara says that this is the source of the din. But Yom Velo Balayla, that is the mocker of the din of Ein Eid Nasadai. Whatever it is, the Gemara explains that the psul, the halach of Ein Eid Nasadai, is restricted only to din of Deraisa. It doesn't apply to Kiyam Ashtar. Okay, tomorrow we will wrap up the Hazara. When should we have this tikkun? This Thursday I will not be here. I have to go out of town to a wedding. And Sunday I'm going to try to be here, but we couldn't get a ticket to come back from out of town till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're not going to come back anymore. So there's some people who want the Hazara on the Shabbos. No. Some people who prefer to have the tikkun on Sunday as opposed to Thursday. So maybe you have the tikkun on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the classroom. I'll get someone to supervise the tikkun. And if I succeed in coming back, you'll be blessed with another shiur on Sunday. Okay, but tomorrow we'll finish up the Hazara.